This next round is going to deal with a very common feeling most of us have about our debt, which is, it's really all my fault, and so I should feel guilty about it. I want you to rate this feeling or this belief on a scale of 1 to 10, how true that feels. It's all my fault that I have this debt. We want to be really, really honest about these feelings, because when we're walking around saying, it's all my fault, it's all my fault, I should have known better, what we're saying to the universe is, I don't deserve. And what we're actually saying to the universe is, I deserve this debt. So the two things are connected. This is a really important one to let go of. And many people feel it does not make sense to let go of the guilt associated with their debt because they had a hand in creating it. So this can be a tricky one. So again, it's all my fault I have this debt. Note how true that statement feels on a scale of 1 to 10. And we will start on the karate chop point. Even though I have this debt, and it's all my fault, so I deserve it, I accept who I am and how I feel about it. Even though I have this debt, and truth be told, it's all my fault, I must deserve it. I profoundly love and accept myself. Even though I have this debt, and it's all because of me, I must deserve it. I profoundly love and forgive myself, even with this debt. An eyebrow point, it's all my fault. Side of the eye, I feel so stupid. Under the eye, I am so guilty about this debt. Under the nose, I do deserve it. Chin point, I feel so guilty about this debt. Collarbone point, it's so embarrassing. I'm so embarrassed. Under the arm, it should be embarrassing because I created it. Top of the head, if people only knew, I created this debt. Eyebrow point, now I've said it out loud. Side of the eye, and that's the truth. Under the eye, I feel so bad about this. I feel so stupid about this. Under the nose, maybe it's unforgivable. Chin point, because now I'm paying the price. I'm still paying the price for that mistake. Collarbone point, it's all my fault. I should have known better. Under the arm, it's all my fault. I should have known better. Top of the head, I totally deserve to carry this debt. Take a nice deep breath. And again, we're voicing some really negative stuff. That's what we're saying energetically, is I totally deserve it. And when people do this tapping, they say, you know what, Margaret, you're really hitting the nail on the head for me. This round may have made these feelings get even higher. And I want you to really notice if more anger at yourself or sadness is coming up. And if so, to tap specifically on that emotion, write it down for us, rate it so we don't lose the information here. And tap specifically on what's coming up. I often find people get emotional when they tap on this round. So really important to notice what's coming up for you and to continue to do more tapping on all the feelings, emotions, and thoughts that come up before you move on to the positive round. Moving on to the positive power reframe round for this one. Karate chop point again. Even though I have this debt, and truth be told, I created it by what I did or didn't do, and it feels like I deserve it, I choose to forgive myself. That was then, this is now. I recognize feeling like I deserve it is a conflict. I recognize this is a major conflict for the law of attraction. I keep saying I deserve it, and the universe is listening. I keep saying I'm bad with money, and the universe is honoring me in that. I choose to let go of this conflict as I forgive myself for creating this debt in the past. I open the floodgates to deserving more money. Eyebrow point. Maybe it's all my fault. Side of the eye. You could say I deserve it. Under the eye. But I'm choosing to forgive myself anyway. Under the nose. Because I want to move forward. Chin point. The creation of this debt is in the past. Collarbone point. I still see it in the present. Under the arm. But I'm moving forward into my future. Top of the head. I'm choosing to let go of the guilt around this debt. Eyebrow point. I don't need it in my future. Side of the eye. Every time I say I don't deserve. Under the eye. The law of attraction is delivering me evidence. Under the nose. And I've been talking about not deserving wealth. Chin point. And therefore, I've manifested debt. Collarbone point. I was doing the best I knew how at the time. Under the arm. Yes, I've made a lot of mistakes. Top of the head. Maybe I should have done it better. Eyebrow point. But I choose to see myself. Side of the eye. As doing the best I knew how at the time. Under the eye. I wasn't very educated about money and finances. Under the nose, and I'm choosing to let that go. Chin point. I'm choosing to forgive myself because of this debt. Under the nose, I'm choosing to forgive myself for this old past debt. Chin point. As I forgive myself, collarbone point, I open the floodgates to deserving more money. Under the arm, as I let go of this, top of the head, I open the energy that releases this debt. Take a nice deep breath. The forgiveness for yourself or the letting go of the mistakes that created this debt is extremely important. This is one you may have to tap on over and over, and I want you to look for any remaining belief that says, "But I should have known better." The truth is that in the past, you were doing the best you could with the information you had at the time. Maybe you were, maybe sometimes you weren't. You made mistakes, but it's in the past. All the energy we send to the past keeps creating our past and our present. So letting go of the "I should have known betters" will allow you to focus on creating what you want in your future. Do you want more evidence of "I should have known better"? Or do you want more evidence that you're brilliant?